Pope Francis slams gender theory as dangerous ideological colonization. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on March 14, 2023. Rome, Pope Francis has insisted that gender ideology undergirding transgenderism is currently one of the most dangerous forms of ideological colonization. Why is gender theory so dangerous? The pontiff asked rhetorically during an interview with the Argentinian daily La Nación. Because it waters down differences, and the richness of men and women and humanity itself is the tension among differences. The question of gender is watering down the differences and making the world the same. All dull, all alike, and that is contrary to the human vocation, he declared in the interview published over the weekend. This is not the first time Francis has condemned gender theory. In 2016, the Pope called gender theory a great enemy of traditional marriage and part of a global war of ideas. Today we are witnessing a global war to destroy marriage in which gender theory plays a key role, fighting not with weapons, but with ideas, he said. That same year, Francis published a lengthy teaching text on marriage and the family called The Joy of Love, Amoris Laetitia, in which he underscored the unique value of motherhood and fatherhood, neither of which is dispensable or replaceable with a unisex version of parent. He also said that the legal deconstruction of the family taking place in many countries cannot bode well for the future of society. It is unacceptable that international bodies should make financial aid to poor countries dependent on the introduction of laws to establish marriage between persons of the same sex, he said. In that same letter, Francis slammed gender theory for its denial of the difference and reciprocity in nature of a man and a woman, and for its dream of a society without sexual differences. An appreciation of our body as male or female, he said, is necessary for our own self-awareness in an encounter with others different from ourselves. Efforts to cancel out sexual differences based in anatomy are a symptom of a sick society that no longer knows how to deal with it, he wrote. The following year, Francis denounced the introduction of gender theory into schools, earning him the wrath of LGBT activists who accused him of butting in where he doesn't belong. Francis de Bernardo, the executive director of New Ways Ministry, a Catholic LGBT advocacy group, said at the time that the Pope was ignorant about gender issues. Nobody chooses a gender identity. They discover it, he said. Transgender people come to know themselves in a process is sick, similar to the way that lesbian, gay, and bisexual people discover their sexual orientation. De Bernardo added that most reputable scientific experts say that allowing children to transition in youth is both a physically and psychologically healthy thing for them to do in most cases. That same month, however, the American College of Pediatricians issued a position paper warning that gender ideology is harmful to children. Failing to identify with one's biological sex signals a psychological disorder that must be dealt with, not pandered to, the physicians argued. A person's belief that he or she is something they are not is, at best, a sign of confused thinking, the paper states. When an otherwise healthy biological boy believes he is a girl, or an otherwise healthy biological girl believes she is a boy, an objective psychological problem exists that lies in the mind not the body, and it should be treated as such. Follow at Williams Rome.